Nick here. Welcome to She Can, the podcast, where the goal is for you to leave each episode feeling empowered to go after what you want and knowing that if she can, so can you. Let's get started. Hi, friend. Of course, I have to start the final episode of 2021 with a hi, friend, because I am so excited and flabbergasted all at once that we're on the last episode of this year. We started on the 9th of March this year, and honestly, when I started January, I didn't actually have start a podcast in my mind at all. I was doing a Tony Robbins course, and it was something that one of the workshops basically told you to go and write out some kind of vision or goals list. I can't remember what it was, but from that workshop came out the fact that I wanted to do a podcast. And from there, I took really messy action, didn't have a clue where to start with a podcast, took really messy action. And to be honest, it's still a little bit messy. Must tidy that up. And it's out there. It's out there in the world for everyone to hear. And you are spending your time with me, and time is a precious, precious resource that you cannot get back. We have an infinite amount of time, and I appreciate you so much. I am so grateful that you are choosing to spend your time with me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I just wish you all the best of the year ahead. So with that, I want to talk to you about new year. New year, new you, new start, new goals, new year resolutions. Some of you will be rolling your eyes at this because you're like, oh, the January Brigade, here they come with their goal setting and their new gym gear ready to start their healthy eating regime. It does get a little bit of a bad reputation. It does get a little bit of a bad rap. It gets a little bit of an eye roll here and there. But do you know what? I think it's amazing. What better way to start a new year than to work on yourself, to have goals? If you don't keep up with all of them, then, you know, that's okay. Nobody died. You just didn't keep up with a goal. You just didn't keep up a new habit. But you set it and you put yourself out there and you went out on the skinny branch, and you are the type of person who's going to succeed at things that you set your mind to because you're willing to set the goal in the first place. So if you're scared to put yourself out there with new goals and new starts, don't worry about it. It's just like a brand new notebook. Who doesn't love a brand new notebook? Technically, there's nothing wrong with turning the page of the notebook that you've already scribbled on, because a new page is just the same as the one that your child has already scribbled all over the front cover of. But it's just not the same, is it? If you've got a new project, you want a brand new notebook, it's the same feeling as a brand new year. So let's just embrace it. So the first thing I would say to you when you're going into a new year is, let's think about your vision for the year. Think about the vision that you have for 2022, and think about the person that you want to become. Because when you think about the person that you want to become and you've really clarified that in your mind, and remember, you get to choose who this person is. This woman doesn't have to be the same as the woman you were in December of 2021. You can be a brand new version. You can be you just with a few better habits. You can be you except you exercise a little bit more. You can be you except you're more goal results focused. It's your life. You call the shots. What I would say is just realize that you are you. There's only one of you, and that's the most wonderful thing about you. And all we can do is just add to that and up level of certain things that we do, certain habits that we have, to make us feel good and to make us more productive. Because you absolutely are wonderful as you are, but we all know that when we push ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit, that's when we start to have more fun and achieve more and feel more productive, and it just releases all those good hormones that make us feel good. So that's why we set goals in the first place. It's all nature, you see. Okay, so once you've focused on your vision and you've clarified it and you've really just start with a brand new sheet of paper and just Write out what your vision story is for the year. What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to spend time with? What is the you of 2022 like? What does she dress like? What does she look like? What does she sound like? Who does she spend time with? Where does she travel to? What would you love to do for your children? What would you love to, maybe you'd like to have more children. Maybe you'd like to start a family. Maybe you'd love to go away on a trip that you maybe didn't get this year. So many things. You can do this on a piece of paper, just with words, if that works for you. Or you can also have a vision board. A vision board is a really worthwhile thing to do, to just go through what your hopes and dreams and goals and plans are, and find visual images of those plans and actually put them onto a board, physically pin them onto a board or tack them onto a board. Or you can also do it on a laptop or an iPad, or have it as your screensaver, as your phone. Because when you see what you want to achieve in your physical environment over and over and over again, your mind will go after what you're looking for. You will manifest that and focus on it every single day and go out, manifest it, but also work to achieve it, because it's definitely a mixture of the two in my book. So the vision board is so, so key. I am actually sitting in front of a vision board here in our office. Stephen has a vision board up that has a picture of a clinic, and it's got a lovely desk, and it's got a tree, and it's got a logo that I drew onto the wall that says Optimal Physio, and it's got the Optimal Physio logo on the wall. And right now, as I'm looking at this, that was the vision board that we did last year. And right now, as I'm looking at this, we are the proud owners of an actual clinic with an actual desk like that, an actual Mac computer like that on the desk, an actual tree next to the desk, and an actual metal Optimal Physio logo on the wall. And it's just mind-blowing what can actually happen when you start visualizing what you want to achieve. So that's the first thing, is figure out what your vision is. Figure out what exactly you want it to be. Get visual representation of it. Maybe it's trips you want to go on. Maybe it's places that you want to take your children. Maybe it's things that you want to buy yourself. Maybe it's something that you would love to buy one of your family. Maybe it's time that you want to spend together. Maybe it's a book that you want to write. Focus on that vision. Bring it to life and images, and then look at it every single day. There really is something so magical about that. If you have never experienced vision boards and the magic that they represent, then I would definitely, definitely recommend them. So vision is the first thing. The second thing is goal setting. Now, I'm going to talk you through a book called Your Best Year Yet by Ginny Ditzler. And this is going to be an episode where you can go back and revisit, and you can sit with paper and pen and just go through these questions. You can also buy the book. It is quite handy to buy the book on Amazon, because, or any other bookshop for that matter, because it has a few different exercises, and with each question that she asks, there's different tick boxes and little kind of almost worksheet forms that go with it. So I find it quite handy to actually have a copy of it in front of me. However, I'm going to talk you through it and just help you figure out where you are and where you want to be. And that's the first thing that this book really stands for. Too often people set goals without preparing the personal environment for the goals to succeed. So this book, refined by so many over many years, basically prepares the environment. So what that means is it looks over your past year. So we're going to look over 2021, figure out what went well, what went not so well, where we stand on the value scale. In other words, what actually means something to you. We want to tailor our lives around what means something to us, and then we set the goals. Because if you set the goals without looking at what went well and what didn't go so well, then you may be less likely to actually achieve them. Okay, so there are 10 questions. So I'll go through them one by one. And I won't spend long on each question, but you can just pause this and write them out if you want to. The book actually says 10 questions that will change your life forever in 3 hours. So she reckons it takes 3 hours to go through this completely and with all the details. But you could do a version of it in 20 minutes. So let's go for it. So number one is, what did I accomplish last year? So look over your last year and think about what you accomplished. Now, this can be things that you did really well and people noticed, or it can be things that you were really proud of that people didn't notice. It doesn't matter whether this was private or public. It's just something that you were proud of. Now, this could be you got into the habit of making your bed every single day when you got up. You got your kids to school every single morning on time. Did you start a new job, or did you get a good promotion? Did you start a new business? Did you start writing a book? Did you exercise more regularly? Did you get married? Did you have a baby? Are you thinking about having a baby? Did you do a better job of keeping on top of all the stuff you have to do? Did you do a better job of keeping in touch with people? Any of these things could be accomplishments. It's really good to have a think about your accomplishments and your achievements first, because it gives yourself a self-esteem boost. And that's something that we don't often get, because we focus so much on the year that's gone by and what we didn't achieve. We look at our goals list of the previous year and we think about all of the things that we didn't manage to do. But let's focus on all of the things that you did first of all, because it gives yourself a nice positive environment to then go on to the next questions with. Question number two is, what were my biggest disappointments? So figure out, did you have any real disappointments? Maybe you were hoping to go on a really great holiday and then your plans changed again in 2021. There's going to be a lot of that for you. Maybe you realised that someone wasn't the kind of person that you thought they were. Maybe you didn't work out as much as you planned on. Maybe your relationships aren't as strong as you hoped they would be this year. Maybe your dreams didn't come true. Maybe your expectations weren't fulfilled. Just have a think about what your biggest disappointments were. And remember, you can pause this and come back and actually fill this out properly. It's worthwhile having a look at your biggest disappointments, because that can bring you on to the next question, which is number three, what did I learn? Because as we know, life is a classroom, and it's really worthwhile focusing on what you learn from things went wrong. So what didn't work and why? What would have worked better? What's the lesson from that? Have you learned that lesson yet? And is there evidence to prove that you've learned it? And if there's evidence to prove that you've learned that lesson, what is that evidence? So have a think about what you learned. Number four. How do I limit myself and how can I stop? Limiting beliefs are something that we talk about a lot on this podcast. We know, unfortunately, we all have them. Our minds are wired up to put limitations on us. However, they just drag you down. They don't serve you very well. And they will batter your self-esteem. They'll prevent you from earning income. They'll put a stop to your creativity. They'll prevent you from keeping fit. They'll prevent you from eating well. Limitations can be a complete stop on your life. But the good news is, once you identify them, it's like this superpower is unlocked and you realise that you can achieve anything that you want to, because the limitation is literally a figment of your imagination placed upon you because of what something that was said to you when you were young, 9 times out of 10. So it's not real. So have a think about what your limitations are and how can you stop placing limitations on yourself. Often you can stop placing limitations on yourself by reprogramming those thoughts and telling yourself a different story. If you're telling yourself that you're not good enough, start telling yourself of all the times where you were good enough. Start giving yourself examples of all the times where you were more than enough and where people loved you just as you are. And your brain starts to say, okay, that's enough evidence. I'll realise that. But it's a lifetime pursuit. You have to do these things every single day and affirm them daily until you start to believe them. It's not a one-time only kind of a scenario, unfortunately. It would be wonderful if it was, but you have to really work on these things. Okay, the next question. What are my personal values? So your personal values are really the cornerstone of your life. Something that really helps to figure out what your values are is when you remember instances that when you weren't true to your values and how they made you feel, because they probably made you feel like you weren't yourself. We all make mistakes, but you can learn from them and you can move on, and that's just life. As long as your roots are strong, you can grow again and again, because that's the way of nature. So think about what your values are. Maybe your values are integrity. Maybe your values are love. Maybe your values are making a difference. Maybe your values are inclusion. Maybe one of your values is fun. Maybe one of your values is health. You can just have a think about what values represent who you are. What values do you want to demonstrate? And what do you want to have? What kind of effect do you want to have on others? And those questions will really help you define your values. Because once you define your values, it makes it much easier. It's like your vision. When you have your vision and your values, then when anything crosses your path, you can easily say yes or no, because that fits within my values, or that does not fit within my values, or that is part of the vision, or that is absolutely not part of the vision. We're saying no to that. It's much easier when you've got that bigger picture already figured out. Okay, question number 6. What roles do you play in your life? So thinking about roles basically provides direction for you. It places who you are at the centre of your life. So when you think about the roles that you're thinking of, you may be, for example, I am a mother, I am a wife, I am a sister, I'm a daughter, I am a podcaster, I'm a network marketer, I am a friend, I am a dog mum. That's the next one that was coming out my mouth there. I am a dog mum. I'm not sure if that role is going to be entirely high on my list. However, it is a role that I play in my life. So what are your roles and where do they sit on your level of importance? Which role do you value the most? And that's actually the next question. When you have your list of roles that you are, the next question, question number 7, is which role is your major focus for the next year? So my major focus for the next year and the next, I'm trying to think how many years you place the top importance of this forever, really, is mother. My major role is mother. I would say that was my number one role. You get to decide which is your number one role. Now, when I first read this, my first reaction was, well, obviously, mother. I mean, you can't take that off your list anytime soon. But what this question really means is, which of your roles do you need to make the most improvement on this year? Or which one needs the biggest change right now? So if you're completely unhappy in your career, then it's going to be your career woman role that you need to focus on most. If you're completely unhappy in your relationship, then it's going to be your role as a wife that needs to be focused on most. So you can see where I'm going with this. So which role is your major focus for the year ahead? Okay, and then once you've decided that, you want to go through each role that you play. I mean, I probably won't be setting goals for dog mum, to be honest. Walk daily, feed twice daily, pat sporadically. They'll be my goals for Rocky. Continue flea treatments. Depending on what your roles are, you will have roles for each. You will have goals for each role. Some you'll have a long, long list for. Some you won't have many goals for at all. But it's really important to have goals for each role that you play, because often you can just forget about one of the roles that you have and it can get neglected. So it's important to just set yourself up for success. And now that you know what your values are, it'll be far easier to set goals that are specific and measurable results that you want to achieve within a specific time frame, which is really the definition of a goal. People whose goals are aligned with their values achieve more satisfaction and fulfillment. When we've achieved a goal which has been driven by our values, by what we believe in and what's really important to us, we experience an uplift in our lives and a sense of fulfillment in our hearts and minds. And that's why it's so important to actually focus on your values first before you setting your goals. And you probably have heard the study of the American Business School graduates who had been out of school for more than 10 years. 83% of them had no goals. 14% of them had vague goals in their minds but no written goals, and only 3% had clearly articulated written goals. So when their level of accomplishment was compared 10 years later, those with some sense of their goals had earned 3 times more than those with no goals, and the 3% that had written the goals down earned 10 times more than those with none at all. I have heard that so many times, and every time it astounds me. Written goals are so, so crucial. So if you're listening to this and you're driving, or you're listening to this and you're cleaning or whatever you're doing, just have a think about, when am I going to be able to stop and actually write these goals down? And remember, the beauty of a goal is that it's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's realistic, and it's time specific. So if your goal is to spend more time with your children in 2022, what does that even mean? If your goal is to sit down with each child and read one story per night, that is more achievable. Or if your goal is to spend 30 minutes of quality time per weeknight, that is achievable. Or if your goal would be to make sure every meal is around a table without a television, that is achievable because you can tell when it's been done and when it hasn't. Okay, question number nine is, what are my top 10 goals for the next year? So make sure you limit yourself to maximum 10. And honestly, you could reduce it further than this, but we have been looking at all the different areas in your life. So you probably have a goal per role, and you've decided to make those top 10 your priority. So decide what your top 10 are for the year. And number 10, how can I make sure I achieve my top 10 goals? What can you do to actually make sure that these happen? Well, the first thing to do is make sure your top 10 goals are then narrowed down to monthly goals and then weekly goals. So if your top goal is, for example, for the year is take better care of your mum, then your weekly goal may be phone your mum every single week. Or if one of your top goals is to start a journal and keep it up, then one of your weekly goals may be buy the journal and write in it at least twice a week. Those kind of things will actually make it far more likely to happen. Another thing that you can do to increase the likelihood of you achieving your goals is to set up accountability with a partner, someone who is also goal focused, who's results orientated, who will help keep you accountable to the goals that you're setting. And also have a time planning session for your week, because if you've got a time planning session for your week, you'll be far more likely to work your goals into that planning session rather than just waking up on a Monday and hoping on a whim and a prayer that things will happen, because they won't. And you'll be left feeling overwhelmed and underproductive, and you'll be feeling a little bit sorry for yourself. So those are the 10 questions of your best year yet. We spoke about visualization. We spoke about vision boards. We spoke about having that vision for the person that you want to be in 2022. And we've spoken about 10 questions that can take you from how 2021 went, what's important to you, and what you plan on being important in the next year. So what better way to end the year on? Thank you so much for being here, for spending so much of your time with me. I hope this has added value to you. I wish you and your family the most happy, healthy new year. And I can't wait to come back with you next week, next year, and have another episode. Loads of love.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found value from that episode today, then I would love for you to share it on your social media. You'll find me at Instagram at Meg McLean UK, and the podcast is at She Can Pod. And if you found value, then please hop onto Apple Podcasts and write a 5-star review. I would love you forever. And that really helps the visibility of the podcast and helps us get good guests and all the rest of it on the podcast. So thanks so much for your time. Thank you for spending your half hour with me, and I hope to see you really soon.